91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Nick Liard with 91X News. The federal election is coming to our doorstep. The Quinte West Chamber of Commerce is hosting an all-candidates meeting tonight at Trenton High School. The meeting will give people a chance to learn more about the candidates running in the May 2nd federal election. Chamber Manager Suzanne Andrews says this is a great event for voters to get answers.
Sometimes, you know, we're very heavily influenced by what goes on in the media, and it's really important that people get the chance to ask their questions directly to the candidate.
Doors will open at 6:30 tonight. The session is expected to run from 7 until 9 p.m. The OPP have called April their Seatbelt Month. Community Policing Officer Lon Fuller explains the importance of such a campaign.
Well, it's one of our, we call it a big four, and that's one of actually our big four topics that we want to hit for the driving, the traffic initiatives that we do for this, the Return Home Safe program, too. So,
the campaign begins today and runs until April 23rd. Police divers have been called in to help recover a submerged vehicle in the Napanee River. Provincial police were called in late last night after a vehicle was seen going into the river in the King Street area in Napanee. The vehicle was found submerged several meters from shore. Investigators haven't been able to reach the car because of the water conditions and aren't sure if anyone is inside the vehicle. The OPP Underwater Search and Rescue Unit will be on the scene later this morning to recover the vehicle. Summer is upon us, and many people are planning their summers around camping and summer fun. Matthew Kerr has the story.
Summer is coming in quick, and with warm weather comes the camping season. Residents in Quinte don't have to look very far to experience Mother Nature. Sandbanks and Presqu'île both offer camping, but many don't know that Quinte Conservation offers camping. Quinte Conservation's Jennifer May Anderson says that they only offer camping at Depot Lake.
Quinte Conservation offers overnight camping at only one of our conservation areas, Depot Lakes Conservation Area and Campground, and our overnight camping season runs from the Victoria Day long weekend in May until the Labor Day weekend in September.
Camping spots in Presqu'île and Sandbanks often fills up quickly, and Quinte Conservation is a good local alternative. Matthew Kerr, 91X News.
Ontario is supporting the federal government as the Supreme Court of Canada opens hearings on the creation of a national securities regulator.
Premier Dalton McGuinty says Ontario lawyers are telling the High Court the federal government should have the constitutional authority to create a single securities regulator. McGuinty says having 13 regulators discourages investments and costs jobs. He also says that regulator should be located in Toronto, which he calls the Wayne Gretzky of Canada's financial players.
Let's ensure that the feds are recognized as having the necessary authority, and then we'll get down to arm wrestling, I'm sure, about the location.
Quebec and Alberta oppose the creation of a national securities regulator. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News at 104. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
For the second time in 8 years, the Wellington Dukes have won the OJHL Buckland Cup. They defeated the defending champs, the Oakville Blades, 4-2 last night, winning the seven-game series in just five. The Dukes will now compete at the Dudley Hewitt Cup in Huntsville starting April 19th. The Vancouver Canucks kick off their postseason at home as the NHL playoffs get underway tonight. Vancouver faces defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago, which has knocked the Canucks out of the playoffs for 2 years straight. Elsewhere, Tampa Bay visits Pittsburgh, the New York Rangers are at Washington, Phoenix takes on Detroit, and Nashville opens its series against Anaheim. A dismal season comes to an end for the Toronto Raptors. Toronto hosts former Raptors star Chris Bosh and the Miami Heat, looking to finish the year on a high note. The Raptors are second last in the NBA's Eastern Conference with a 22-59 record. It's one of 15 games on the court. The Toronto Blue Jays were on the wrong end of a brilliant debut performance last night. Seattle rookie Michael Pineda took a shutout into the eighth inning as the Mariners beat the Jays 3-2. Toronto sends Kyle Drabek to the mound looking to avoid the sweep in a matinee. Elsewhere in afternoon play, MLB leading Texas visits Detroit and Kansas City is at Minnesota. The Hamilton Tiger Cats signed all-star receiver Arlen Bruce III to a contract extension. Bruce was Hamilton's leading receiver last season with 86 catches for 1,303 yards and 8 touchdowns. Bruce came to Hamilton in a trade from Toronto in 2009. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Nick Liard with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy with showers and a high of 8. Tonight, clear with cloudy periods and 2 degrees. Thursday, the sun will come out and temperature will be jumped back up to plus 10. Friday, nothing but sun and a high of 7. I'm Nick Liard with Trish Allison, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.